This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can, ladies and gentlemen, I have always broken down the fact that Oprah Winfrey is a top globalist, a top eugenicist, who pushes a one-world religion through her private foundation. She's even got a New Age movie coming out to brainwash the children. Well, they've readied her to run against Trump in 2020 and to fire that campaign up in about a year. But we know the secrets about Oprah Winfrey that they don't want you to know. There were Associated Press articles, London Guardian articles, ABC News articles, videos as well, that they pulled 8 years ago, 7 years ago when this news came out. We're going to break down why Oprah Winfrey will never be elected president of the United States because of the skeletons in her closet. They want to call Trump a Nazi? Look out, lady. We know what you're designed to do. You're the black faced to carry out the enslavement of black folks and everybody else. Here's a John Bound report first. The truth is powerful, and Trump operates unlike any statesman I've seen in modern history in the truth. And that's what's so refreshing about it. But he said, you know, the mainstream media really needs me to win in 2020. You guys had almost no ratings and it completely imploded until I came along, and you're still a shadow of your former selves because you're fake news. But he said, you need me. And look at the economy. Look at all of it. It's all roaring back and optimism and so many other good things. And Trump is delivering on what he said. Very sensible policies across the board. And they are just flipping out, completely inverting all of this. And now Michael Wolff, known for yellow journalism, I mean, he's famous for festooning his news reports with outright fabrications. Like you hang ornaments on a Christmas tree.
This is, you know, I think not an exaggeration and not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable to say this is 25th Amendment kind of stuff. This is, I mean,
did anybody say that in the West Wing to you?
All the time.
25th Amendment. They would bring up the 25th Amendment?
Yes, actually they would say we're not in the mid period, we're not at a 25th Amendment level yet. Or they would.
That's alarming.
This is alarming in every way. And then this went on. Okay, this is a little 25th Amendment. So 25th Amendment is a concept that is alive every day in the White House.
He's now come out and said he has no way to know if any of it's true. And he's gone on to say, quote, I'll do whatever is necessary to get the story. Oh, they just absolutely love to hurt innocents. They just rub their hands together to break down civilization, to destroy families, to defile everything they can, and to deceive and to mislead. It's built their own universe of fraud. This is the compendium of their abomination desolation. People like him enjoy the climate of fake news media, corporate media, and the open season on the truth, open season on the president, open season on loyal, decent, hardworking, honorable folks. Open season because the trash knows it's being taken out. And so the trash is fighting for its political, cultural, and spiritual life. And its life is culturally ruling us. Smiley-faced demons out there like Brian Stelter and Michael Wolff. They're all going to point at our champion, who is in the center of the arena under massive attacks and whole balconies, whole cacophonies, whole lines of these carrion crows, these buzzards, these vultures, these rotten flesh eaters. They sit up there and all crow and cackle in chorus that we're bad and we're fake and we're evil. When you judge a tree by its fruits, All we deliver is the news before it's ever forced out. All we deliver is the cutting edge. All we deliver is danger to them. All we deliver is the reality. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crisp fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ha, 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 man. I love watching President Trump troll the media, the controlled corporate media. We're going to cover some of that trolling today. And Sheikh Uyghur, that openly wrote that women are subhuman, that women are genetically defunct because they don't love his Islamic worldview. He literally wrote that, because they don't all want him, that they're basically chattel. They've declared me mentally ill. Oh, like they've declared Trump mentally ill because I attacked Brian Stelter and said that he's a literal demon politically, and that he's drunk politically on the blood of our children, which, of course, in the entire compendium of the rant, I'm pointing out that the arrogance, the spirit of Brian Stelter, in my view, the arrogance of the particular photograph I was talking about, brings that to mind. So it was satire, and they know that. And so what they do is they cobble it together, acting like I'm actually believing he's from hell itself. No, I'm saying people like Stelter are manifesting hell. And I just brought it up because the photo, who poses for a smiling photo like this? I mean, I can't even... It's what is it about sociopaths and psychopaths that they don't know how fake they look? I mean, just look at this. Him and Wolf. I said, you know, Wolf's his daddy. Of course, Wolf's not his daddy. And I said in the rant, metaphysically, he might as well be his daddy. So they play fast and loose with the truth. That's why they're who they are. But I love how this crazy person built their own media operation that reaches more people than the Young Turds do. On terrestrial radio and so much more, and our website's tens of thousands of times bigger than theirs. I wonder how they do that. I wonder how they juxtapose the fact that they say, I'm mentally ill, but I didn't have to get money from Gulf State dictatorships to fund my operation. See? And I love how the Media Matters quotes are real short little quote, quote, and then it'll put other words with quote, quote, creating false sentences out of context. It's what they do. And I trolled them consciously. I said, I just trolled them. They know it's a troll. They're trolling their audience, saying that I didn't say it was satirical at the front and the back. It's, I can't even look at her. It's kind of like what Megyn Kelly did before she left Fox News when she was covering Pizzagate and misrepresenting what I'd said. She played a clip of me saying, I don't know if Hillary's actually, you know, enslaving or sacrificing or killing kids, but she's personally responsible for the policies that have killed hundreds of thousands of people, including tens of thousands of children, many of them which have been raped, killed, and tortured. And then I showed news articles. Well, they noticed they didn't show video on Megyn Kelly, the Kelly file or whatever it was called. They just showed audio, and it was edited together. So, again, I like that because they go out, they lie to their audience, but the audience then goes, I better go check out what Alex Jones actually said. They go hear what I actually said in its completeness, and then they know, oh, you are fake news. And President Trump does the exact same thing. But here's the bottom line. I got so much to cover today. They are in full panic less than 1 year into Trump. We're now 11 months and 20 days or so. We are coming up in, what, 11 days on the anniversary of the inauguration of Donald John Trump, and the stock market, the new jobs, the jobless numbers are the, you know, lowest ever. The exuberance, the new factory startups are record. I mean, we have really turned the corner. You could say come back from the dead. And he's breaking the back of political correctness and so much more, and cutting off foreign aid to countries that hate us and fund terrorist groups. I mean, he's really taking action. And you would tune into mainstream news or establishment news, you would think the world had ended. In fact, I never got to this yesterday, but we've got a Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweet where she pointed out that the media claimed we would have financial Armageddon. Even when he was president-elect, they said before he gets into office, the stock market's going to plunge, because they wanted to plunge the economy, because they know what Trump's doing. He's running on prosperity. They're running on control, on domestication, on people not being independent but dependent. That's their admitted plan. So Trump wins by fulfilling. Trump wins. Even if you believe he's this sociopath, doesn't believe one thing he says, that all the talking heads tell us so much, they're projecting who they are onto Trump. Nancy Pelosi warned economic Armageddon under President Trump, which of course means the total opposite has taken place. President Trump's policies are inspiring an economic liftoff. Liftoff just means the economy has lifted off. It's even stronger than that. But Trump knows he's using the bubble they designed for themselves to transfer wealth back to the people from the globalist. But that's going to be short-lived. He's got to get the industry and the startups and the exuberance going. And we have ignition. We do have liftoff. In fact, what she wrote, what she said there is the perfect description of liftoff, of the taking off of the economy. And we've got a beachhead in Washington in some areas. We're turning the corner. The states are waking up. The people are waking up. So the globalists are spewing racial division, sexual division, class warfare, and admitting they're doing it cold-bloodedly everywhere. And all they're doing is destroying their audience bases, whether it's the Golden Globes or whether it's CNN or whether it's the NFL or whether it's entertainment. People are leaving en masse because they're tired of being beaten over the head with all this garbage. It's amazing. So, we're going to cover so much today and get into so many angles, but look at the arrogance of Michael Wolff, a known charlatan. The Wolf in Journalist Clothing, saying that this book will bring down the president. Boy, everything was going to bring him down, and he was going to lose the primaries, and you were going to keep him from being inaugurated. You were going to keep him from being getting the delegates and being seated. And then you were going to remove him because he's a Russian agent, and all it did was blow up in your face and prove that you were the ones in bed with all these different foreign powers and foreign groups. It's simply incredible. And I keep telling you that the left is coming out of the closet about the fact that they are Satanist and that they are pedophiles and that they are sick, sick people. And even the L.A. Times and others say a new generation of L.A. Satanists finds community in blasphemous times. And they say that Trump is forcing people to turn to Satanism. And then when I cover this, they go, oh, Jones is crazy. There's no such thing as Satanist. It's simply incredible. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. But the big news today, when we come back, Oprah Winfrey gave a speech last night, and she pledged to empower women to stand against the great evil of Trump. when everything she does worldwide is about getting women to sign on to the UN to be disempowered and to be sterilized. She is the heart of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's even linked on InfoWars.com to mainstream news articles, but that are in the Wayback Machine and the archive machines because they've tried to expunge them, where she goes to elite meetings with Bill Gates, David Rockefeller before he died, Ted Turner, all of them, to discuss how she's the front for women to get rid of husbands and to become wards of the state and become sterilized. And she's running a worldwide church with a tax-free foundation she's got to brainwash children in the third world. She's got a new movie coming out as a vehicle. But don't worry, just like Google says, don't be evil. And when they're pure evil, they're called the Good Club. And population's their goal. Billionaires try to shrink world population, report says. And it leaked out of the Rockefeller meeting at the Einstein University. And it's all how they're going to bring in a world government and a world youth corps, a world sterilization corps, where they teach the kids to hate themselves because of the environment. And it's just totally sick. Oprah Winfrey is an absolute anti-human Nazi troll.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, yes, she can. Oprah Winfrey. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Everybody gets something free if you just vote for Oprah Winfrey against Donald Trump coming up in 3 years. But you know that that campaign has already started. She's being drafted, she's being pushed, she's being prepared by the establishment. And there she was last night, perched at another one of these stupid award shows amongst a bunch of other Hollywood idiots. And I don't just say that. I mean, they make me sick just looking at their ugly mummy faces and all the piles of swag and jewelry and crap all piled up around them like they're little demonic dragons sitting on top of their gold. And then they cut to Meryl Streep, who defends pedophilia, who defends a man that kidnapped and raped a 13-year-old girl anally and won't apologize about it, Roman Polanski, but that she says Richard Dreyfuss once slapped her too hard in a scene where they'd agreed to she'd be slapped. You know, that's how you do stunts, and you agree, I'll do this stunt. You don't want to get slapped for real, and the director wants it. They have a stunt double comes in who's paid. But, oh, I'm a victim. Richard Dreyfuss slapped me too hard once. I remember that slap scene. It's powerful because he really slaps her. I mean, I've been in movies where I actually fall to my knees and bloodied my knees, take after take, as I get tasered by the police and drug into a futuristic SWAT vehicle. Should I come out and say, Richard Linkletter abused me. He told me to fall to my knees in the concrete, and he's a bad man for putting me in Scanner Darkly. No, but this is victimology because she's a pig, because Meryl Streep's a monster. But let me tell you who's really bad, and we're going to dig into her big time. I've been telling about Oprah Winfrey forever, saying that we're readying her for president. She's the one that pushed Obama, all of it. She is a monster, ladies and gentlemen. She is part of one of the most powerful, or the most powerful, secret government cabals that only 15 to 20 global leaders attend. She is the only black person to ever have attended it. And they sell it, the few times they reported on it, on ABC News and others, that they're like the super friends. Dun, 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 dun. And it's got Oprah Winfrey on the clip, and it's got David Rockefeller. I forget which film it is, but one of my films has got a clip of it in it. And they're just going to save the earth. They're going to save the kids, teaching you humans are bad with carbon taxes and global government. Just like Hillary was supposed to get in, so they had that book that was supposed to come out right after Hillary got elected, where Chelsea was going to run the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation worldwide and teach kids to be sterilized, basically. Well, here it is. Oprah shifts blame from Me Too onto general public, fails to condemn Weinstein. And you get to see Meryl Streep and all of these mummies. But Meryl Streep, she just defends a child rapist, a child kidnapper. That's bad enough. Oprah Winfrey, with her arrogance and her whole act that she's this good person, is truly disgusting. Because you look into what she does for the UN worldwide, they trick women to sign on to this world church body that's tax exempt. And she produces these propaganda pieces for people in Africa and other places, and she's the black face of eugenics and population control and dumbing down, not just in Africa, but all over the third world, where she comes in with the Bill and Melinda Gates group backing her, and she's the black face of depopulation and black abortion. So if you are a real white supremacist, you really should support her. If you are someone that believes in world population reduction, particularly of brown people, but then they want to keep the brown folks that don't get exterminated and use them as a weapon again against the West and say whites are bad. The globalist program is basically an AI war system that's been AI'd out now, but it's basically the old British divide and conquer to be synergistically wicked, where it just attacks everybody, plays everybody off against everybody. It's pure evil. So again, you have the swollen, corrupt, satanic Hollywood thrusting this lady out there. But when she's not busy kissing on Harvey Weinstein, she's busy as a front group for Bill and Melinda Gates. And by the way, the media will say, oh, Jones is crazy. He says the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a eugenics group. It's in my film Endgame. You can pull it up. There's two interviews from more than 15 years ago in super low quality on PBS. And on those programs, they are interviewed, Bill Gates and his father, Bill Gates Sr., formerly of Army Intelligence, former head of the Planned Parenthood, where they admit they're the world's too populated. We need a world government to come in and reduce population. Do you understand? And I guess I could just join Bill Gates and play along with the whole liberal program and sit there and watch, you know, all the Latin Americans shot up with Gardasil that's a sterilant and all the rest of it. But I'm not going to go along with this. And it's going to be so sick to see them try to force feed us Oprah Winfrey. Read the articles. Celebrities call for Oprah Winfrey to run for president following Golden Globe speech. We're going to play that speech coming up. They're called the Good Club, and they want to save the world. That's the London Guardian. And when you read it, it says they are a world government. And the members have spent $125 billion. This was back in 2009, as I said, like 8 years ago. But really, it's all tax-exempt. Their fortunes have only gotten bigger. They just take some of the profit and then put it into the depopulation and brainwashing and world government. The meeting, called by Gates, Buffett, and Rockefeller, was held in response to the global economic downturn and the numerous health and environmental crises. Oh. Then you read, though, it says at the end, they are an alternative world government, and their main goal is population reduction through the United Nations. But they're the Good Club. Go read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And this is their own PR. Oh, and there are these great donors that care about you so much and that want to take care of you and be sweet to you. Henry Ford, the admitted Nazi. George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. Andrew Carnegie, complete psychopath. John D. Rockefeller. Do you need to know anymore? Bill Gates. I mean, you've got to read this. There's other articles. Here it is. Billionaires try to shrink world population, report says. Associated Press. And now they're setting up a world government in a bid to curb world population. Almost all the attendees are politically liberal. Do you think it's a star chamber of philanthropics? Is something to worry about or something to be grateful for? With their goal of shrinking world population. They tried to come out of the closet 8 years ago. It didn't work. They went back into it. But that's who Oprah Winfrey is. So, hey, when I say she's a Nazi, that's too kind. It's the eugenicists. It was the Ford Foundation. It was the IBM groups that literally created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the whole Nazi ideology. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, while the globalists destabilize Africa, Latin America, Asia, and try to keep them from becoming industrialized, which then makes you only have two kids on average. That's just a historical fact. Works the same way from Japan to the United States. They've done it in tests in certain areas of Africa, Latin America. It's happened. So that actually stops the overpopulation, if you believe in that. And there are some areas that are obviously overpopulated. But as the Czech president is reporting, 10 million African migrants preparing to flood Europe under the UN's own plan on top of the 10 million that they've already flooded Europe with. Meanwhile, back in the United States at the Hollywood Golden Toilet Awards. They brought in SJW Antifa creatures to set them next to the, quote, celebrities. And when you look at the mummies that are in this Hollywood event and the Meryl Streep, who defends pedophilia and child rape, and then you've got pontificating up there, the big news. You've got Oprah Winfrey, who's yet to talk bad about Harvey Weinstein, with all the witnesses of rape and all the intimidation and all the rest of it. You can go back to a 2014 award show and others and catch photos and video. Let's put it on screen for TV viewers of Oprah Winfrey sucking Harvey Weinstein's ear. I would liken that to actually sucking on the devil's rear end, because the word is actually that's where the crap comes out of Harvey Weinstein's ear. Okay, I'm being sarcastic there. The headline, Jones believes Harvey Weinstein's anus is his ear. I'm not being serious. Excuse me. I am being serious, if you're a radio listener, about her sucking on his ear. In fact, let's retweet the photo right now at Real Alex Jones. Not only does Oprah Winfrey push African depopulation, which we just documented earlier, Associated Press, you name it, London Guardian, she also sucks on Harvey Weinstein's ear, doesn't decry him when hundreds of victims come out, including dozens and dozens of people that the chauffeurs and others who he had for years say no. He would jump on top, particularly small actresses who were 18 years old, and rape them. Shove their legs up behind their ears and rape them with his considerable 300-pound body. He would get 106, 107-pound women, reportedly, and rape them. Then he'd throw them a rag and say, clean yourself up. Get out of the car. And then he's such an addict, he'd go pick up another one and another one. Reportedly, this guy's quite the rapist stud. And I'm not encouraging that. I mean, he'll say, oh, he says he's a stud for raping. No, I mean, he's a stud when it comes to it. He's sick. You know, like Hitler was an ace at being evil. And you look at this, then you've got her up with Meryl Streep in the shot. They even cut to Meryl Streep when they talk about how men are all bad and women are going to rise up against them and they're going to be the change. When she works for the globalists and literally sucks the crusty, fetid, scrofulous-covered, degenerate, stinking ear of Harvey, the reported rapist, scumbag, Weinstein. The guy that also flies on the Lolita Express pedophile airplane with Bill Clinton. Oh, and who else? Oh, Kevin Spacey. And who else? It goes on and on, doesn't it? Blow that up, though, carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Oprah Winfrey sucking Harvey Weinstein's ear. And in case folks think we photoshopped this, we didn't. Can we please pull up the actual news article where you found it from 2014. Drum roll, please. Because I know I saw it in there during the break. We double-checked this photo. This is in mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, Pop Sugar. The real fun happens off stage at the Critics' Choice Awards. And what's the real fun? Blow it up. That's January 17, 2014. 4 years ago, there she is. And ladies and gentlemen, that is her sucking, French kissing his ear, sticking her tongue in his ear. British actress says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. Oh, Infowars.com, January 8th. Today. I didn't even know we had this article out. See how it's all synergistically coming together? Infowars.com. Can we add Weinstein to this article sucking with her sticking her tongue in that disgusting hole? Good God. Oprah Winfrey will never be president. She sticks her tongue in Weinstein's ear in public and then tells us that she stands for women. She is a globalist tool bag of Bill and Melinda Gates. Oh, by the way, I really started peeking on Bill and Melinda Gates about 6 years ago, and I got real clear messages from them. And then Melinda even gave a speech and said, if you don't stop, people saying that we're trying to hurt people, if you don't stop, a lot of people are going to die. And then I got absolutely clear messages that you will shut up about us. Well, I didn't shut up, did I? And I can't shut up because now you've deployed Oprah against us. And when she's not luring women in, as is being reported to Harvey Weinstein, she's hanging out with you guys. And listen, listen, I know you guys failed. And I know that IBM and the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility that was literally funded over 80% by the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family created the modern eugenics in the U.S., came out of England. They deployed it, and they fully financed the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that was the scientific hub in Germany of Hitler's entire operation, the European Union, everything. And they had congressional hearings about it later, the McCormick-Dickstein hearings. I mean, I've got clips of it in my film Endgame. You understand that's why I'm so frustrated? That I mean, this is history. This is fact. Oprah Winfrey literally runs a giant tax-free foundation that's a world government Rockefeller front to carry out population reduction, and it's even in the news. And then you get lectured by her, and they cut to a woman that publicly defends child rapists, and then this woman's buddies with Weinstein and won't say anything about him. And look, The Rock's listening to her. Dwayne Johnson's listening, oh, so intently, because he's such a good man to Oprah. Then he hangs around with Tom Hanks and all these other people. And I don't want to hate Dwayne Johnson because he doesn't have any background like this. But let me tell you something right now. If Dwayne Johnson wants to get elected president, I like the fact that he's supposedly a Republican, more of a conservative, doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, very charming guy. I like him. I don't like hardly anybody in Hollywood, but I can get fooled by his charm. Maybe I'm being fooled, maybe I'm not. But man, stop hanging around with that mausoleum of scum. Do you understand? America, Dwayne, is sick of Hollywood. We are tired of it like poison. We're vomiting up out of us. And I still haven't even gotten to some of the Golden Globes garbage, and we're gonna play some of it when we come back. It's just being lectured when you know that this woman is a monster by every yardstick. Let me just stop right there. We have not come up with new specials yet. But I've got to end the free shipping that's been going since before Christmas, and I've got to end the 50% off Brain Force and the 50% off X2 and the 50% off Supermel Vitality and the 50% off the Real Red Pill and the 50% off the high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste that's 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine and all Super Blue products, 50% off. I've got to end this because Tim Frugier, the warehouse and marketing manager, came over here, and he came over and he said, listen, Alex, we are selling out of DNA Force at 33% off. We are selling out of Brain Force. We already sold out of Michael's EX, as you know, at the regular price. I mean, discounted. We held a little back for auto ship. We're selling out of everything. So we are not getting some of the stuff for months. You've got to stop. So I've got to get with Tim today, come up with the new specials and things, but these have been the biggest in years. Water filtration, air purifiers, high-quality, affordable food. Every shop with the good guys. Help fund folks that will fearlessly take on these scumbags because we love it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But I am ending these specials today. They absolutely must end because we are exhausting all of our supplies and won't have some for months, and then we'll lose a lot of money. So we need your support, InfoWarsStore.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps
that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, the globalists are panicking. All over the world, nationalism is coming back. People want to determine their own destiny. They want to be free market. They're pro-family. They're pro-prosperity. And so, raising its ugly head again, Hollywood has a bunch of SJW, George Soros-funded globalists at the Golden Globes. And they're rolling out the fact that they plan to run her for president in 2020. That means in about a year, she'll be announcing. They plan to run Oprah Winfrey, the woman who literally pushes a worldwide tax-free church that's a front for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I just covered the articles earlier that tells women not to have children if the family is bad. You can pull up press conferences of her pushing that, and the whole plan is depopulation. And we covered some of those articles earlier. Billionaires try to shrink world population, report says, Associated Press. Oprah Winfrey, the only black person to attend that secret meeting that later leaked out. And she's right at the heart of that with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's how she gets out of paying taxes. It is simply incredible. Meanwhile, if you expand on all of this, we have a flashback. It's on Infowars.com by Jamie White and Newswars.com. British actresses says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. Oprah duped her into thinking Weinstein would help her career, says the actress. Now, reportedly, Oprah will not criticize Weinstein or said anything he's done is wrong. She said nothing about Weinstein or Hollywood's problem with women. She said it was Trump and Republicans, and we now have photos of her in an article about how behind-the-scenes stuff gets crazy in Hollywood, of her sucking on the ear and sticking her tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear. So this is the lady who, again, lures these young ladies in to basically culturally, societally, in a sexist way, lead them into the spider's web. That's who she is. She is the ultimate Benedict Arnold. You must research what a monster this woman is. But imagine Meryl Streep in the audience. They cut to her during the Golden Globes when they're talking about men being bad. And here she is defending Roman Polanski, kidnapping and raping a 13-year-old girl anally, reportedly blood all over the place, raping little girls. So they bleed everywhere. That's loving. That's trendy. That's good. But, again, if you try to restore the economy, you're a bad person, but Trump knows by winning, by restoring things, by fixing things, he will defeat all their lies. He'll show us how real he is and how they're the fraud, how they're the fake, how they're the lie. But Oprah Winfrey will never be elected president because she is part of a African, particularly depopulation group that mainly targets Africa with vaccines and contracts where women agree to be sterilized. And you can argue, well, that isn't that nice? Okay, she's telling you the whites are out to get you and men are out to get women, and then she's funding a group to and has a church worldwide that pushes women not getting married and that men are bad, but then she gets married and has all these boyfriends and basically brings women to Weinstein and then sticks her tongue in his ear. Let's show the news article again. We just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. Oprah Winfrey attacks men in Golden Globe speech, says nothing about Harvey Weinstein. Remember the time she openly stuck her tongue in his ear? Infowars.com. Flashback. British actress says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. I want to hit her with all these tweets with that photo. And let's talk about how the establishment, the globalist, picked her to be who she is today. As a Judas goat. As a black face. A smiling, sweet face. To lure little flies and little bugs into the spider's web. Look it up. The Cold Springs Harbor Group. That's what they were meeting up in New York about. The original eugenics group that funded Hitler. She is the only black person allowed in the group. Oprah Winfrey is literally one of the number one enemies of black people in the world, in my view. Let's go ahead and play this clip of her grandstanding and looking at Meryl Streep. Oh, we love the women, Meryl. Men are the problem. Oh, the media is so wonderful. Trump's so evil. Here is her sickening garbage on the listing sinking ship that is the filth that is Hollywood.
I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association because we all know that the press is under siege these days. But we also know that it is the insatiable dedication to uncovering the absolute...
Look out. Oh, the absolute truth. We give you the absolute truth. We're fighting. We're the underdog. And then it cuts to all the old mummies, the old being fake, a bunch of actors. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're so good. We're so anti-elite. That's why we hang out at the secret Cold Springs Harbor meetings. Here, let's go back to her.
That keeps us from turning a blind eye to corruption and to injustice.
Oh, the Clintons, the globalists, Weinstein, all of it. All the there. Thank God the media is here to keep us from the corruption. Thank God. Thank God that, oh man, what will we do without the mainstream media? Let's continue.
To tyrants and victims and secrets and lies. I want to say that I value the press more than ever before as we try to navigate these complicated times, which brings me to this. What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool.
Speaking your truth. Your magic kingdom, imagine you're going to be a princess, imagine you get a car, you get a car. None of it's true. Your truth, take that, what they put out, regurgitate it, stay in the cult, keep trying to kill prosperity, let's just get rid of the family, men are the problem. Let's, she gets to that, here it goes.
we all have. And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women who have felt strong enough.
The women. Not a word about the Islamicists that Obama and the globalists set loose that have murdered hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children and put women into sex slavery. I mean, even Linda Saussure criticized the women in Iran and the news giving them any attention, taking their hijabs off. No, you always back the real oppressors and then demonize the American male in one of the freest countries in the world for women to make us feel guilty so you can grandstand and cover up what a witch you are with all those women that you reportedly brought to Weinstein to be abused when you're not sticking your tongue in his filthy ear. Let's continue.
Empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories. Each of us in this room.
Oh, they're all victims, yes.
Are celebrated because of the stories that we tell.
Oh.
And this
year. The stories you tell, all the propaganda, the garbage, the lies, like the new story you're telling. Keep going.
We became the story. But it's not just a story.
We became the story about men saying, I want to take you out, is now the same as Weinstein raping a woman. I see. Thank you for telling us the story. Go ahead.
Entertainment industry. It's one that transcends any culture, geography, race, religion.
Because you're trying to destroy all that and bring in one world government. We get it. Continue.
Politics or workplace. So I want tonight to express gratitude to all the women who have endured years of abuse and assault because they, like my mother, had children to feed and bills to pay.
See, she's the victim of the cry voice like her mother and you, Hollywood, are good. Hollywood is now an abused woman. Hollywood is not pedophile or devil worship. No, it's the abused one. It's the good one. Oh, we're not poisonous. We're good. Oh, yes, Meryl Streep. Yes, Roman Polanski. Yes. Let's continue.
And dreams to pursue.
Oh, they're such good people. Look at them all. These are all the puppets. These are all.
They're the women whose names we'll never know. They are domestic workers and farm workers.
Let's pause again. But not women in Chinese slave factories or not women getting sterilized in Africa by your operation. No, because I'm the champion of women. I will lead you women. Here I stand at the big center of the evil globalist operation telling you I will save you. She continues. Go on.
They are working in factories, and they work in restaurants, and they're in academia, and engineering, and medicine, and science. They're part of the world of tech and politics.
And their identity is having a chip on their shoulder that only people like you can control. As we sit here and analyze this filthy BS coming out. Can we put her up there sticking her tongue in the ear of Harvey Weinstein one more time? And then the articles about how she would shuttle young women into him, reportedly. I mean, come on, baby. Tell us about the Clinton. Tell us about women. That'd be courageous if you got up there and excoriated Weinstein or Bill Clinton. But, you know, Oprah, we heard you are quite the party animal, and you like guys quite a bit. You got all these women out there being bitter, telling them don't have a man. You know, you don't need a man. But, you know, at least you've got some humanity. You like men, reportedly. What's wrong? Oh, you want them all for yourself. And there's nothing better than bringing a little honey into your sweetheart, Harvey. Because he's just as twisted as you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.